A few short months ago, this day seemed to be so far off. Commitment Sunday. There was so much to do, and November 8th seemed but a distant dream. But here we are, gathered for worship on this holy day, preparing to bring our pledges and commit them to the work of the Lord for 2016 and far beyond. If you are like me, you may very well be feeling a mix of excitement and anxiety today, though mostly excitement. For today, we take the next big step towards a bold future, for which God has given us a vision. A future in which we can envision our current ministries growing and flourishing. A future in which we can imagine working side by side in ministries that are but a twinkle in our eye today. Christ Memorial Presbyterian Church has been an important place in the lives of so many over this last half century. A thin place, as I have said before. Most of us here today are standing on the shoulders of the giants who came before, who built this place in faith. We are so incredibly grateful for them, and we remember them fondly. Our past is an immensely important part of who we are today, what we do, and the success of our ministries. And so today we remember that we are grounded in faith. Remembering is an important part of who we are, taking stock of where we have been, learning from our accomplishments and our mistakes, carrying on traditions that bear meaning into what it is we do, paying homage of sorts to our mothers and our fathers in faith. As Old Testament scholar and noted preacher Walter Brueggemann writes, we remember fathers in faith who risked and dared and obeyed, who cared for the city gone awry. We remember mothers in faith who laughed in and for God's power for new life. The names of mothers and fathers have sometimes been forgotten. For that reason, stories must be told, and jokes enjoyed from the past, and pictures shown, while all this old, powerful stuff surges into the present and evokes wonder at what the mothers and fathers in this place did, and gratitude for their courage and freedom, and awe at the miracle of what God has done through them. Remembering of this sort can correct two misconceptions. First, we live in a society which remembers almost nothing, and our children are mostly committed to careless amnesia. Indeed, one little girl said she knew about the history of the early church. It all began in 1935 when my pastor was born. But if we imagine that we can scuttle all the old shaping and treat the church as thinly present tense, then we can imagine the church is just putty in our hands. The church, however, has long time-tested shapes for mission and faith, shapes that summon and continue to shape our faith and to require of us. Secondly, the other reason for remembering is that if we forget, then we can imagine that the church was only a lucky break or a stumbling accident. In fact, every congregation has at its origin and at its great missional moments some daring people with intensity and passion who have cared and insisted and sacrificed with vision. This great church stands on the shoulders of mothers and fathers who have been obedient to the gospel in ways that matter. And so we remember these great saints of the church. But also remember around the edges of this church all sorts of folks who cared, all of whom belong to this family of risk and obedience, all of whom are in the woodwork around us today. These mothers and fathers have grounded us in the faith that keeps us focused on God's will and not simply our own. It is that faith that holds us firm as we live in the present and look to the future. A future that we trust is bright. And so it is that we are also growing to serve. Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, we press on towards the goal for the prize of a heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. In this time and place, that goal is a much improved facility that will enable us and those who follow after to reach more readily that prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Brueggemann again. God is doing a new thing, he writes. Let me tell you three things about this new thing. Number one, the loss of the old scares all of us because we can feel threatened and displaced. All of that loss can cause us to do or say anxious, mean, and selfish things to one another. It will be useful in our turn to the future as we grow to serve, to note the stress that the loss of the old can produce, and to honor each other in our fear and our anxiety. Number two, nobody knows the final shape of the newness. That is what produces uncertainty and anxiety. I believe that in all the great public missional issues, we live for a while in the in-between times until God's Spirit leads us into a freshly formed life together. The anticipation of God's newness requires alert watching for glimpses of God's work and God's will. And number three, the newness of God seldom comes without obedient human investment. And that is where the church comes in. The church is not permitted by God to sit around in its building and its reputation, but it is summoned by God to be at work for God's current newness, to think with the riskiness of Father Abraham, and to receive with the delight of Mother Sarah, and to be the womb for birthing a new wonder in the world, rivers in the desert, a genuine human home in an arena of dark fear. This, of course, will require the church to think quite freshly toward the future and think very large about its mission in the city and in the world. It is for this that we have been called. We have been very deliberate in the naming of our campaign, Grounded in Faith, Growing to Serve. It is incredibly important to take stock of where we have been, to give thanks for the good, and to learn from the bad. And it is just as important, if not more so, to lean into our future with hope and with expectation, to press on towards the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. But let us be clear. That goal is simply not a new building, for that could never be enough. No, the goal is to serve in refreshed ways, in new ways. That is who we are called to be: servants, disciples, apostles. What we come to commit ourselves to today is not simply a capital campaign or a ministry expansion plan. We commit ourselves today to nothing less than the one true God of all, and to our Savior, Jesus Christ. To a future laid out by Christ, in which we will be called continually to give more and more and more, to find new ways to serve, to reach out to those in need, to those who have never heard the good news. We are not growing simply to occupy. We are not growing to show off or to draw attention to ourselves. We are growing to serve. As we commit our dollars to this facility, it would be entirely in vain if we were not to also commit ourselves fully to the ministry that finds its genesis here. These walls are but a tool, an instrument, a means to an end. And that end is the right worship of God and the proclamation of the gospel to all of God's children. The moment that we lose sight of that, we have lost and have been lost. The Apostle Paul knew his history. He was a Jew of Jews, a Pharisee, a man well acquainted with the stories of his people. And he knew how important those stories were to their identity. And yet it was Paul who wrote, "But this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus." His eyes were squarely fixed on the future of the church in Philippi and of the church universal. And so our eyes must be as well, on the future of this church, on our children, on our children's children, and so on. As those who came before us had a vision for a special Christian community here in Columbia, so we join them in that vision for the years to come of fruitful ministry in and from this special place. And in hopes that one day there will be those who stand on our shoulders, but for the grace of God. Grounded in faith and growing to serve. Grateful to God for our past, for the memories that remind us of who we are and whose we are. And stepping boldly into the future prepared for us by the God whose mercies are new each and every morning. Straining forward to what lies ahead, we press on towards the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. This day and every day that follows. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.